Time now for radio theater, and fans of live theater and Halloween are going to freak out with the Underground's Halloween Freakout, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Hedwig and the Angry Inch. The director, Alex Schrader, joins us on the line this morning. Hey, Alex, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Hedwig and the Angry Inch, shall we? Now, not as many people are familiar with this show. Many are, of course, but not as many people familiar with this, perhaps, as Rocky Horror Picture Show. Can you give us kind of a quick recap of the plot?
Well, it's the life story of a punk rock star who was born in East Germany, and she falls in love with many people and suffers the harsh side effects that come from that. And it's, you know, it's a show that's told in monologues of her life story. And it's just kind of a coming to terms story with who you are. It's very funny. It's very dark. The music is absolutely amazing.
So
it's a good time.
So in many ways, this show and the Rocky Horror Picture Show are very similar. Could they be performed, do you think, with the same cast?
Oh, yeah, totally. And they are.
So you have it. This is part of the idea that you have, that it's the same cast doing both of these performances. Is that right?
Yes, though Hedwig and the Angry Inch is a two-person musical with our side band, the Angry Inch. And my partner in Hedwig is also in Rocky Horror with me.
Oh, what fun. So you're directing and you're in Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yep. And my co-star Tanya, me and her have collaborated very hard on this together. It's very much a product of the two of us.
Wow. What was that like, trying to put together two, especially musicals? Musicals are a lot of hard work, and there are a lot of details that need to be taken into account. And sometimes the person who's really good at directing the theater part doesn't have the musical strength and vice versa. How did that work with the two of you?
Well, the good thing with Rocky Horror is it's the shadow cast, so there's no vocal skills needed. You know, we lip sync to the movie. And I think the difficult thing with Rocky is there's a cast of people, a cast of about 20, whereas Hedwig, there's the two of us. So, you know, it's the time commitment is a lot different for both shows.
Plus, the smaller the cast, the more control, in theory, when you're on
exactly.
stage, you feel that you have. Of course, if the other person isn't really there for you, then you've got a really big problem because there aren't as many people to fall back on. But
right, and Tanya and my character, you know, they're very close, and we are very close friends. So it's been a great experience. This is our third year doing Hedwig, and this was the first year that her and I kind of took control over the project, and we've elevated it to the highest level that it could be. So people who have seen the show before the previous years, if they come again, they're going to see something completely new, completely different.
Talk about that difference a little bit. Can you talk about what you mean when you say elevate it to the highest level without necessarily giving away the whole thing?
Let's see. We've taking a look at the scripts, we've kind of held true. The past few years, we've edited out a few things, and we've pretty much kept the entire script this year. We've thought through different costumes. We've thought through better wigs and hair. We've thought out the relationship between her and I. The set is amazing. The lighting is amazing. It's just a great atmosphere.
Well, it sounds like it is definitely going to be amazing. Now, are both of these shows going to be performed in the underground space?
Yep, alternating nights.
So can you, what kinds of challenges, if any, did that create with regard to, do you have to change sets?
No, we were lucky enough to come up with a set concept that worked for both shows. And both shows are so similar in aesthetic and, you know, the types of audience members that we get, that the atmosphere worked for both. It was really an easy transition between the two shows.
Well, that's certainly going to make things a lot easier on your tech crew, definitely.
Yeah, Alec, definitely.
We'll be talking again about Rocky Horror Picture Show, I hope, next week. And I'll want to hear your thoughts on Fox's production of Rocky Horror Picture Show that aired last night. And also the choice to cast Laverne Cox in Tim Curry's iconic role. So we'll have that conversation coming up tomorrow, or rather next Friday, right here on Radio Theater. Thanks, Alec.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Alec Schrader, the director of Hedwig and the Angry Inch and the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Underground Radio Theater on KUMD, is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.